Hello, my name is Mill Jones. I want to welcome you to Fresh Steps for You, where we're all about giving people the first steps to take and living this brand new lifestyle in Christ Jesus. Now, the last time we was talking about what is the fear of the Lord, and we found out that it's found here in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, where it talks about, you know, that how wisdom is pours into you when you begin to hate every form of evil in your life, for that's what worship and hearing or fearing God is all about. So the simplest definition for what is to fear the Lord is actually having reverential fear or respect or love for God to the point that you hate what he hates and you love what he loves. He hates all form of evil. And, you know, even when he goes on to the point where it finds out when we're operating in a pompous pride and perverse speech, these are the very ways of wickedness that God actually hates. Remember we talked about how he hates what God hates, the six things he hates, is a proud look, you know. So he doesn't want you to get, you know, have an overinflated opinion of yourself. He didn't say you can't have a good opinion of yourself. He just says you can't have an overinflated opinion of yourself. So what are we going to talk about today? Man, you got to take it off. Take it off? What are you talking about? Well, according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, it talks about those forms of evil that God hates. Let's talk about some of the behaviors that God hates. Let's find out here. It says this. It says, the behaviors of self-life is obvious. These are the forms of evil that God hates. When you talk about hate, that simply means that he has a great dislike for, and is these: sexual morality, lustful thoughts, pornography, chasing after things instead of God, manipulating others, hatred of those who are getting in your way, senseless arguments, resentment when others are favored, temper tantrums, angry quarrels, only thinking of yourself, being in love with your own opinions, being envious of the blessings of others, murder, uncontrolled addictions, wild parties, and all other similar behaviors. So when he's talking about these are the forms of evil that if you continue to operate in them, and he says when you begin to use your freedoms for these things, you will not inherit the kingdom realm of God, or you won't begin to function and operate according to God's ways of doing things. When you're operating in these self-life behaviors, is saying that, hey, what? I'm exalting these things up higher than it is I'm exalting the word of God. Pause and think about that. My name is Mill Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.